Okay, so what are some actions that aren't necessarily significant enough to be called kinks, e.g., hair play, tongue tapping during a blowjob, etc., that you wish would show up more often in the audios you listen to? I'm always a big fan of wet sounds, and I know those aren't exactly underused, but that really elevates an audio for me. Hearing a performer, a male performer, stroke their cock when it's wet and slippery. I love that. Also, I'm a big fan of vocal coming, if that makes sense. So, like when a performer is coming, I really like hearing them lose control. I really like knowing when they come, you know? And so I always appreciate that too when I hear somebody, when I hear a performer moan or change their tone, or, you know, when there's like a real change in their voice or the sounds they're making as they orgasm. I love that. I like both of those answers, the hair play, hair pulling, tongue tapping during a blowjob. I love both of those. You know, like something like you know, how do I put this? Like face painting with a cock. You know, when the male partner rubs his cock on his partner's face, that's really hot. So I don't know if those are kinks. I hope that answers the question adequately. Okay, what are the 39 steps? Other than an Alfred Hitchcock movie? I don't know. But I want to know. I feel like this should be part of my journey. I feel like my journey could be 39 steps longer or higher. You tell me. Unless you're trying to trick me. And it really is just a Hitchcock movie, in which case. What is the story behind your username? Yeah, so Molly Bloom. I stole from a character in the novel Ulysses. If you've been around me at all or been around my profile at all, you know I love to read. I love books and literature. I actually don't love the novel Ulysses. And I don't feel any obligation to like it because it's a classic, but I do like that character, the character Molly Bloom. She's the wife of the protagonist. And I like how she's depicted in the story. And I was honestly, when I was trying to think of a name, when I was, you know, making a Reddit account, I wanted it to be like a name because I wanted to be able to abbreviate it. So I knew I wanted it to sound like a person's name. It was that just kind of rolled off the tongue. But also like the character of Molly Bloom, if you've never read Ulysses, is she's a very sexual character, which I thought was appropriate. She is married to the protagonist, but she's also sleeping around. And there's no I wasn't trying to make a comment on what kind of sexual adventures she has, I wouldn't compare myself to the character, other than to say she's very sexual. And the book ends with this long inner monologue, that reads like an orgasm, and I think it's really lovely and beautiful. And as she's lying in bed with her husband. It just felt appropriate. It was a name like I was looking for. It was from literature, which, you know, suits me well. And it was also this like famously erotic sexual woman. And I liked that. And I like Molly's, you know, inner monologue at the end of the book. So that's where my username came from. Next question is, you get to have one secondary, not, i.e. not the protagonist, antagonist, nor their respective partners, fictional character who is able to consistently teleport to your location on demand. Whom do you choose? I get to have a secondary character who can teleport to my location. Fuck. That's really hard. And so, like, why would I want them to teleport to my location? You know, is it because I think they'd be, like, I don't know, handy to have around in a pinch? I don't know. consistently teleport to your location on demand. Fuck, and I thought I prepared for this better than this. You know, I'll have to come back to that one, I think. What's something that you like to be called, whether it be a term of endearment or an honorific or whatever, in an audio that you would like to hear more artists use? I'm not super into endearments or honorifics. You know, I like hearing my name. But that's not possible in audios. You know, something that I've heard before that I really liked was like the adjective perfect before the term of endearment. So like my perfect girl, my perfect slut, my perfect whore. I like that a lot for some reason. I like that. Yeah. Slut is kind of a nice one. I once heard in an audio, what was it? So they said, it was in like a really high intensity moment, as it was a male performer. It was in like a really high intensity moment as they were making themselves come, and they said, I want to treat you like an angel and I want to fuck you like a whore. And I don't know, for some reason, it kind of sounds cheesy when I say it, but I really liked that from that person in that audio. I think it depends on the person, you know, the voice it's coming from and the dynamic. On the situation, is it a sensual encounter? You know, then I would want something maybe a little more endearing. Although I do like the word slut used both like aggressively and in a loving way, if that makes sense. But otherwise there's nothing that I, you know, have really felt like, oh, I could really use more of that. Is that too many questions? No. okay. Next, they say, hi, you're one of my favorite PTA and GWA performers. Thank you for all the audio so far. These are a little sexual apologies if I'm going too far. I'll just decline to answer if it's too personal, but you know, this is a sexual Reddit account. So, you know, let's dive in, and thank you for your kind words. One, what is your favorite fetish or kink? Why do you think these things turn you on so much? I love dirty talk a lot. I love anything that has to do with kind of contrasts, you know, like, when actions and words contrast. So, you know, when you're doing something sweet or intense and loving and something really filthy comes out of their mouth, or, you know, let's see, fetish or kink. I like things that are borderline rough, you know, or that sort of suggest roughness, like a hand on the throat or hair pulling, being thrown around a little bit, spankings, things like that. But I don't really get into actual heavy pain. I don't know. But again, I think, as with everything, it depends on the person and the dynamic. But that's another thing I really like. I love kissing. I think I have kind of an oral fixation. I think I have something with wanting things in my mouth. So I love giving head and having, you know, sucking on something and kissing and tasting. I really love that sensation. So I guess you could say that's a kink of mine. What is the sluttiest thing you've ever done? Hang on. Let me go back. I also kind of have a kink that I haven't explored too much, to do with maybe light exhibitionism or being watched, but, yeah, I need to explore that one a little more, but I think that's a fetish of mine. The sluttiest thing I've ever done, creating this account is pretty slutty, don't you think? this is probably the sluttiest thing I've ever done, is record myself masturbating for strangers on the internet. Okay, 3. What is your favorite and least favorite sex act that you do to others and done to you? Doing to others, I love giving head, and I love fucking. It's probably a tie. And then least favorite done to me. I'm not, you know, that big on toe sucking, I guess, having that done to me or doing it to others. That's not really my thing, but, and then, okay, yeah, my favorite thing, I'm getting lost here. Okay, so my favorite thing to do to someone else is give them a blowjob, I think. And least favorite to do to someone else, toe sucking. Favorite thing to have done to me, I think, is just, you know, good fucking. And least favorite, I'm also gonna say toe sucking, I guess. There's nothing that I can think of that I just actively dislike. I'm pretty neutral, but yeah, that's my answer. What inspired you to start making erotic audios online? Does it ever turn you on to know that people are listening to you get off at times? Yeah, it really does turn me on a lot. Yeah, doing this is kind of, part of my in real life sexual self. It turns me on to make audios. It turns me on to write scripts. It turns me on to know people are listening and that they like them or that they're getting pleasure out of them. That is the motivation, right? That's the best part about it. And what inspired me to do it, I never planned on doing it, but I enjoyed listening. I was a listener and a lurker for a while. And then I started writing scripts because I write, I like to write. And I had kind of dabbled in writing erotica before, but hadn't really done anything with it or shown it to anyone. And then I thought, well, this is a pretty low pressure way to write erotica, you know, and also maybe get some feedback on it. So I wrote a couple scripts, and those went well. And then, I wrote a script called High Neighbor that I just really kind of wanted to perform myself. So I did. And it was way more fun, way more fun than I thought it would be. So, but I did kind of have to get past being weirded out by the sound of my own voice. Okay, who are your favorite male or female, if you swing that way, performers that you love to listen to, both for erotic needs and comfort/partner needs? Well, I don't want to say. I do have favorites. I have a lot of my favorites that drew me into GWA when I started listening are gone now, unfortunately. But I still do have favorites, of course. But I don't want to say who they are. Female, I do listen to female audios. Audios by female performers, but I don't get sexual gratification out of them personally. But I do like to, no, that's a lie. They do turn me on. They do. But not in the same way that a male voice does. But anyway, I do like hearing, they're like, some of the performers here, as everyone knows, are so talented and so good at this and so creative and so fucking sexy that's just fun to listen to, you know. And I get lots of ideas from female performers, and I get, they really inspire me. So I do listen to them, but I get something kind of different out of it than I do from male audios. What is a sexual fantasy that you've always wanted to try but haven't gotten the chance to do? I would say fucking in a public place or some place where there is, you know, a reasonable chance of getting caught, but we feel pretty safe that we wouldn't, you know, because I don't necessarily want to force anyone into that situation if they don't want to see people doing that, if that makes sense. But I would, yeah, some kind of like risky semi-public thing, maybe. How did you lose your virginity? I'm not going to answer it because it's a little personal, and B, you don't want to know the answer, so we'll skip that. You wouldn't want to hear it anyway. What's the best sex you've ever had? The best sex I've ever had was it was, what made it so good was kind of a combination of factors. Like, it was in a hotel, and it was with someone that I was feeling especially emotionally close to. And we had just stayed up all night and had a really fun night. And there had been a lot of fun was had. So like there was just this kind of intensity there that I really, you know, we were both on a high, and then we went, you know, we went to this hotel room, and the sun had just come up. We had stayed up all night, so we were exhausted, but we were also sort of, you know, full of adrenaline. And, it wasn't necessarily what we did, but the intensity and the want and the excitement of being somewhere kind of different and everything we had just done that night and, you know, kind of crashing together at the end of all that, that was really hot. And it was just really hot sex. So that was the best sex I've ever had, I think. What kind of porn do you like to watch? That's a good question. I don't appreciate mainstream porn too much. part just for myself, because I don't know. For a long time, I wouldn't watch porn because I felt like the people I was watching, I don't know, there was just sort of a cynicism about it. And I wish I could explain that better, but it felt like there was a cynicism there that, I don't know. And I like emotional connections and I like intensity. And it's hard to fake that. And it's hard to find that, I think. But the kind of porn that I really, when I do go to porn, audio porn is what, is my favorite. That is what showed me that porn could be fun or, you know, real and humorous and, it has human emotions and it's not just sex, in my opinion. So I really like audio porn for that. And I also really, I like GIFs, whatever. I say GIFs. I like them. There's a site called the Four Chambered Heart. And I'll link the videos that I'm talking about, but they do a lot of, it's really, it's not mainstream porn. They do, it's sort of conceptual porn. And I think it's really fascinating, but there are two or three videos, on that site from that creator that really resonate with me. And you do have to pay for access, but there are trailers and I'll link those in the post so you can see what I'm talking about, what my favorite ones are. And those are ones that really explore the reason I like those is because they really explore the intensity and the heat and the dynamics of sex. So, favorite and least favorite things about making audios. My favorite thing is feeling like I'm doing something kind of naughty. That's fun to me. And also when people like it, when people get turned on by me, that's a turn on, right? I love that. And at first I felt kind of vain for thinking that, like, oh, I just want people to think I'm sexy. That's really not how I am in my everyday life, but I don't feel bad about that anymore. I'm happy to admit that it turns me on when I turn someone on, you know, when someone's attracted to me, that's a turn on. And my least favorite thing is editing. If I have to edit something or re-record something, I hate that. It's just, I'm just not good at it. So I usually outsource that to some nice person. Without giving away too much detail, what do you do for work? I don't think I could really say that without giving away too much detail or without saying more than I'm comfortable saying. So I'm employed, and that's about all I'll say. What kinds of things inspire or motivate you? What kinds of things are you passionate about? Hobbies, etc. Inspire and motivate me. Art and seeing people make art inspires me. Reading, looking at paintings, looking at videos, look at, you know, film, any art that's well done, it really inspires me and it makes me want to do it. Even if I can't aspire to anywhere near that level, that art inspires me and motivates me, and seeing people make it inspires me and motivates me. And I'm passionate about writing and making things. So my hobbies usually revolve around making things. You know, I like I'm craftsy, but I also I like to paint. I love to cook and bake and feed people and have people enjoy things I cook. I love to I love to make things, and I'm passionate about that. I've become sort of passionate about politics in the last recent while, I guess you could say, the last few years. But being passionate about something is not always healthy. And so, I'm learning how to balance that stuff. What do you wish you could change about the world? Oh, gosh. I wish I could make people care about things. Obviously, things that I think they should care about, but I wish that I could do more about apathy, about human apathy, which I'm also guilty of course. But what do you want to accomplish this year? You know, I want to see a lot more of my family, because you know, we didn't get to see much of each other last year in 2020, and I want to travel more if possible. I want to, and I'd like to do a lot more writing than I did last year. What is your biggest regret and your proudest moment in a time that you felt humbled? Good questions. I try not to have regrets, and I generally don't, but any time that I do look back on a situation with regret, it's usually when I have hurt someone else, you know, either intentionally or unintentionally. That makes me feel so ashamed, you know, when I've hurt somebody. And there have been times in my life that I did that, and, you know, it was almost always unintentional, but it's still a result of immature choices or selfish choices or whatever. And maybe those people have totally forgotten about that, but I haven't. So those are usually what kinds of regrets I hold. My proudest moment, my proudest moment in a time I felt humbled. I have felt humbled before when I was speaking with a guy about something that I was really passionate about, and I had a really strong opinion about. This was like a stranger. It's a weird random story. I ran into a stranger, and it was an older man, and we had we struck up this conversation, and I felt, you know, like I was going to not teach him something, but that my opinion was just as important as his, and I was, and that my mind wasn't going to be changed on it, and I needed to say my piece. And it turns out I really didn't need to say my piece, and he told me, and he said his piece, and then after he spoke, I didn't want to talk anymore, because even though I'm entitled to my opinion, it would have taken away from the beauty in what he said. And I realized then that I needed to just shut up and listen. And so it's times, I think, when I realize that I need to just shut up and listen that I feel the most humbled. And I hope that's not confusing. And my proudest moment, the one that comes to mind is personal, and I think I'll keep that one to myself. What do you love about yourself? Are you happy with your life and who you are? I'm a self-critical person, so it feels like bragging, you know, to say that I like something about myself. But just generally speaking, I think I'm a very curious, inquisitive person, and I think I can see beauty in things easily, and I get excited about things easily, and I think, and I'm proud of those qualities, I guess. And yes, I am happy with my life and who I am. That doesn't mean I don't have a lot of growth to do, but I think, you know, I'm right on track. For at least I'm aware of that, and I'm trying, right? Okay, thanks for those questions. Okay, so some more questions. Fuck, I have to be faster about this. In light of the vast array, okay, so this is a new set of questions from R22738. In light of the vast array of types of work that you do, what are your favorite types of pieces and why? Do you like narrative or more formulaic? I enjoy doing both. I think I prefer writing narrative, but performing formulaic stuff can be a lot of fun. I like both. And I don't know if I have a favorite. Yeah. Do you have plans for more creative locations for Ramble Faps beyond parking garages? If so, where? I didn't have any, but if you have any suggestions, I'll take them into consideration. What do you find to be the most fun about doing a piece? The development, the sound effects, the editing, etc. Oh, just recording it is the most fun part. Like just being in the middle of it is a lot of fun. The sound effects, if I'm going to do sound effects and they're not just something I can do myself. I really enjoy doing blowjob sound effects, but, I try to do as little editing as possible, and I outsource that if I can. So the recording, and if the recording involves, you know, sound effects, then that's fun. That's my favorite part. What was the last okay, so this is a different questioner. An empty mind. What was the last music show you went to before Social World? What was the last music show you went to before the Social World ended? It was at the end of 2019, and it was if I told you the name of the band, that would sort of give away where I live, because it was a local band. You would just kind of know where the show was and all that. So, but it was a local band that I really like, and they got a bunch of friends and musician friends, and they did like a big show together. That was really fun. That was at a small local venue. And that was the last one I went to at the end of 2019. Aside from all this, what do you consider your best secret talent? Aside from all this, so not sexual. my best secret talent. That's a toughie. I can play a little bit of harmonica. That's my answer. And finally, what were you thinking about the last time you played with yourself? I was thinking about, I'm trying to be like non-specific here if possible, but, okay, I'll tell you this. Yeah, I had this sort of deprivation fantasy of someone doing things to me, sweet, dirty things to me, and depriving me of things that I wanted, and then promising I could have them if I came, and things like that. That's what I was thinking about. I don't know. I don't know why I suddenly got bashful describing this, but I'll be specific. Here's what it was. I was imagining a partner fingering me and dirty talking to me and sweet talking to me and, you know, being just like aggressively touching and kissing me everywhere and holding their cock inches from my mouth and letting it touch my lips and teasing me with it and telling me, you know, that I could have it once I came, you know, and then they fingered me until I came. And then my reward was getting to suck their cock. That's what it was. Okay, I think I have one more set of questions for this long-ass AMA. I'm sorry. Okay, what prompted your decision to start writing and recording? I sort of gave that away in a related answer earlier. I was just I was an audience member. I listened to GWA myself and thought that, you know, writing would be like a really satisfying sexual outlet, and then that led to recording. Okay, is your erotic alter ego a secret that you'll take to the grave, or do you see yourself sharing it with any of your friends? I don't know. I don't see myself sharing it, so I'll probably, maybe at some point, after I stop, you know, I might meet somebody that I could tell. I don't know, but yeah, for right now, I think I'll keep it a secret. I don't see myself talking about it to anybody, and I kind of like that. Okay, what is your recording process like, and do you have to do anything to get yourself in the right frame of mind or mood beforehand? I like to be aroused when I record, generally. I try to, I try to think about what I'm going to record. I try to, you know, get myself. And thinking about it usually turns me on. And when I start recording, that usually turns me on. So once I start recording, that starts to put me in the mood very quickly. And my recording process is just me with a phone, usually. I do have a mic, but it's not a good quality mic, and I don't love using it. And so until I'm not too cheap to buy a better one, it'll just be me and my phone. And I have a friend who's also on GWA who will help out with editing if I need it. So that's my oral fixation. Shout out. Okay. Have you had any embarrassing moments while recording an audio, like breaking wind or forgetting to press record? I have forgotten to press record before that. And that made me really mad because I was really happy with what I had done and I had to start over. And I've burped. I've burped. That stuff happens in real life, right? But audios aren't real life. They're supposed to sound so perfect. And I think I was doing a blowjob. I think I was recording a blowjob and I had took a drink to keep I can't remember, and I don't want to give away secrets, but I burped, and it was, and then that, of course, just took me right out of it, and I had to pause, I had to start over, or, stop it and restart. Okay, how much of the real you do you put into your audios, or is it entirely your alter ego? Both. You know, there are some audios that are complete acting. If it's a character audio where I'm actually a character, in a story, that is just acting. But then if it's like a FAP, that's me. I don't really fake that person. That's just me. You've recently done a few collab audios with other creators. Is there anyone you haven't worked with yet that you'd like to record with? Oh, yes. Yes. So many. And I don't want to name names because if I don't, any names that I don't name, I'd feel bad. But yeah, there are so many. I mean, everyone knows, like I said earlier, about how much talent is on GWA. And I love that. I love recognizing that there are people that I would just be thrilled to work with. And the people I've already worked with, I'd be thrilled to work with again. When did you first realize that you have an incredibly sexy voice that really lends itself to erotic audio? I still haven't realized that. I hate the sound of my voice.
Do you like the sound of your own voice? And have you ever been turned on while listening back to one of your recordings while editing? No, I really don't care for it too much. I think it sounds squeaky and creaky and goofy. I don't like it. And no, I don't really get turned on listening to myself. I get turned on when I'm recording, but not when I listen. You're really good at what you do. Did it come naturally, or do you have to practice a lot to get it right? It just comes naturally, darling.
Okay, wow. Can you imagine if I had gotten any more questions? I tried to give everybody time and consideration for their questions. So, I hope this went well. It was a lot of fun for me. And I just want y'all to know how much I really appreciate it. I appreciate you asking the questions and taking the time and listening to my audios and commenting on them. And I want you to know how much it means to me. So, okay. Catch you later.